The Hungarian Sabre. Originally, sabres were used by Mongolians on horseback. The weapon spread through the Ottoman Empire to Hungary. There it was called a sablya, from which the name sabre is derived. From Hungary, the sabre spread throughout Europe and was primarily used by the hussars, or to be precise, the light cavalry. It was only towards the end of the 17th century that a lighter variety found its way into the infantry and remained in use for a long time as a grenadier's sabre. The sabre's blade is always curved and single-edged, which makes it an excellent cutting weapon. In fact, the curve of the blade caused significantly larger wounds than straight blades, provided the swordsman had had enough practice. There are, moreover, also blades which widen out towards the tip and at that point become double-edged blades. This means that when the sabre is swung backwards, it produces a cutting effect. The upper end of the blade ends at the so-called hilt end. It is an iron spike on which are attached the hilt and the guard, which is intended to protect the hand. In spite of their name, the sabres in the state armoury do not come from Hungary, but were made in Styrian workshops in the 16th century.